Morning. It's Wednesday, 27th of January, and this video recording relates to the group work and how to go on and how to progress with your tasks and assignments and. And I promised you to take the case Nuuskakuja and walk through the whole story and start to transfer this material from Nuuskakuja into the same form what you are required to do in your assignment. So Nuuskakuja is very typical case when it relates soil remediation. Here is the map from Jyväskylä. You can see our university is located here. And Nuuskakuja is in the very center of the Jyväskylä city, just on next to the campus area. Very, very nice place. And the reason why this Nuuskakuja is now our target is that City of Jyväskylä is planning to start a very fancy project called Kaupunkikylä, and you can find more material about the plan and structure. So to this area here in Nuuskakuja, instead of this parking area, they are going to build student housing, very, very fancy, very ecologically sustainable dormitory for the students. That's a very same story with the other areas in Jyväskylä. If you have a look, I hope that you can see this Lutakko area. It used to be a horrible place, industrial place, full of different kind of activities, sawmill, different kind of official and unofficial landfills. But if you have a look now, this area here is, I think that the highest prices of the houses takes place in this area because it has been renovated about 20 years ago. And that the very same is going on now to this this place in Nuuskakuja. It looks like that. Last summer, I went there to take samples and photos. And it is supposed to look like that on the other side. This is going to be the dormitory. And the price and the costs of the soil remediation are going to be covered by this money what can be allocated to the price of the flats or rents for the students in future. So you can find all this information from this decision from ELY Center from last summer. The applicant was Jyväskylä Municipality. And the whole document can be found from the internet using this link. And just to remind that the price of this permission to go on to proceed with this remediation was introduced by City of Jyväskylä and the consultants. The price was 860 euros. So nowadays you need also to pay, and depend on how complicated the permit is. It depends, the price depends on that, but not expensive compared with the other costs which are caused by this remediation. So I have picked these facts from this document, and then there are very good material relating to Nuuskakuja. There was one webinar last fall arranged by Rumble Finland. Jarno Laitinen was organizing the webinar, and they covered the background or information and motivation for the remediation. And then there are very, very excellent presentation. Original experts speak about the selection criteria, what is the best and most feasible technology to solve the problem, like here in Nuuskakuja. In the end of this presentation, I give you the information how to try to reach the material, but after the signing in into the platform, you can listen 1.5 hours very excellent presentation of different kind of experts related to the soil remediation in Finland at the moment, and the pressures and drivers which are trying to change the typical remediation method from the excavation to something else. So please remember that this reference of this presentation and the material comes from these two sources of documents. So in order to check the language, I take, for example, the exact section of decree of the Environmental Protection Act, which is telling us that you can start this kind of normal cleaning project just making an, was it announcement to the ELY Center. And this document I said covered this two old properties in Nuuskakuja. There had been an old gas station owned by Neste, very typical old fashioned gas station with underground fuel tanks which had been leaking. And then another place for fuel distribution next to the other property. And about 20 years ago, this oil station was totally demolished from the middle of the city, and it's very difficult to find any gas station in the middle of the city nowadays, because Most of them have a history of pollution, and they have been demolished, and the soil has been remediated, and the gas stations are now located in the bigger mall and outside of the center of the cities. And the whole structure of the gas stations nowadays is totally different, with a safe collection system and barriers and impermeable layers. But during the so-called good old times, they were not so careful with these emissions, including this leaking gasoline or petrol and diesel. And in the first phase, 20 years ago, they just removed this building and then changed the soil about 2 meters, 2 meters on the top layer of the soil was replaced by fresh sand. And they were very, very happy that time that the case closed, okay. But then after that, they noticed that there are still some residual concentration of different kind of hydrocarbons in the soil and in the soil vapor, and also in the groundwater under the site, in the very deep. The groundwater was in 12 meters underground. But then they started to plan this high house with a cellar, bottom floor, and one of the new criteria for risk assessment was this evaporation of the fumes, the gas, and particularly those fractions that are volatile, and indoor air exposure in the ground floor of that new fancy building. And this old remediation goals, it's not enough to guarantee, this soil, what is there, this is heterogeneous, but mainly this place is located in the Jyväskylä ring edge, Harjulla, which is a very, very sandy, and this evaporation of this material, what is deeper in the soil, is totally possible through this kind of sand layers to the bottom floor of the building, and the exposure scenario can be that these people who are living in the house are exposed to these volatile organic hydrocarbons. And there are different kind of material in this estate, and there were about this immediately after this surface, there were 2 meters of clean soil, and from 2 to 5 meters there were this kind of sandy soil, permeable soil, but in 5 meters there were some clay layer, and there was some kind of collection of moisture, orsivesi, and it was the source of the collection of contaminants. And here you can see this is the bottom layer. This the depth of this hole is 5 meters. You can see that the bottom of this soil, sandy soil, is clay, and about this clay, water was standing, besides of this soil contamination, there was also the risk for the groundwater contamination. Besides of this kind of sampling holes, they were drilling 2 groundwater monitoring pipes in 2 corners of this area. And they were also monitoring the groundwater. And fortunately, this area, center of Jyväskylä, is not a significant groundwater source for use or sensitive. And the closest important groundwater area is somewhere in Taulamäki, and it's something like 1 kilometer from this place, and the groundwater is flowing to different directions, so it's not in the risk. Closest surface is Jyväsjärvi, 800 meters from this contaminated site. The soil, the surface layer was a clean soil, of course, it was not wasted, but it was collected, and they make a heap of clean soil just to wait when this process is over, and then use this clean material for the filling of the excavated hole. And the concentrations of the volatile compounds, they call them petrol in this case, meaning also gasoline or benza, including benzene, toluene, ethyl benzene, and xylene, and values exceeded guideline values from Topima. Besides of this less water soluble fraction, there had been also MTBE, methyl terbutyl ether, in the petrol or gasoline. But since it's so water soluble, it has penetrated through all these soil layers, and it has went to the groundwater, and there were traces of this MTBE still in the soil, but this compound has traveled already. God knows where it is, and it might have been diluted into the huge groundwater layer under the city of Jyväskylä. And when I visited there, the first step of the remediation was already over, and they were removing this contaminated soil from 2 to 6 meters. And there were hundreds of loads of trucks when they took this soil material to somewhere else to be disposed. And when you see all these lines there, it means that they took samples to the laboratory, but also during this excavation, they used this kind of field test Petroflag testers in order to monitor the volatile compounds and concentration of hydrocarbons in the soil. And the contaminated area, there were two different areas. One was this metering field, which was 500 square meters, and the volume of the soil was something like 500 cubic meters of contaminated soil, with the concentration of hydrocarbons. So that the amount of the gasoline fraction from C5 to C10 is something like 5 kilograms of gasoline and 70 kilograms of this more heavy fraction from C11 to C10, the diesel fractions. And then besides of that area, there were more severely polluted area. The surface area was about 300 square meters, and the volume of the contaminated soil which has to be excavated was more than 10,000 cubic meter, with calculated amount of the total mass of petrol, gasoline compounds, 3,000 kilos and 1,700 kilos of diesel fraction. So altogether, the need of the excavated soil is something 1,600 cubic meters of contaminated soil which needs to be removed from the spot somewhere. And if you calculate what is the weight of the soil, and one truck load is about 50 tons, so you can calculate how many truck loads you need to transport this material. Besides of this transport, what is expensive, then if you want to put your oily soil, fortunately, even Jyväskylä Mustankorkea is willing to take contaminated soil when it's regards gasoline or diesel fractions, and they allow up to 20 grams of hydrocarbons per kilo, but the fee depends on the concentration, and heavily contaminated diesel fraction cost 85 euros per ton. And because of this concentration gradient, and it's very important to isolate soil material which is less contaminated, and then the heavily contaminated heap of the soil, because when you take the material to the landfill, you want to minimize the costs of the disposal of this material, because it varies quite significantly. And all the material what is exported from the this site, Nuuskakuja, needs to be characterized very, very precisely, and they have to know what is the concentration and what are the ingredients in the soil. If this soil is unknown, if you don't know what this material contains, and you want to dispose it into the Mustankorkea, or you are disposing this soil material without this waste shipping document, the fee is very much higher. It's at 220 euros per ton of unknown contaminated soil, because it means that this Mustankorkea needs to arrange this analyze and characterization of this material by itself, and it costs. And this is something what doesn't relate directly to this soil remediation, but it's in practice when you are doing this kind of remediation and you are transporting hazardous waste, and contaminated soil is considered as a hazardous waste. In that kind of procedure, you need this kind of document, and every landfill has its own form, but I found this one form which is in English, and the content of all these waste shipment documents, siirtoasiakirjat, are the more or less the same. So you have to identify where this material is coming from, who is responsible, who is transporting that. And then there is a classification of different kind of waste fractions. And then there are the signatures, and signatures are very important, because if something goes wrong, then they start to look for who was the who made the mistake, and who is going to pay, and who is guilty. And there are three copies of this document when you sign it, and one remains in the this problem owner, so the holder of this waste material. One copy of this form, it's for the driver of the lorry or truck transporting the material. And the third copy is meant for the waste treatment station. And yes, and that is the process in order to try to trace different streams of all kind of hazardous waste materials going on in Finland, around from the industry to the hazardous waste treatment facility, or nowadays not so often for the exporting of this hazardous material. The export of the hazardous material is allowed for some streams of hazardous waste, but not anymore to dump to the sea, or transport this hazardous waste material to some west coast of Africa. That is totally forbidden nowadays. So there are authorities who take care of that, and and before they started this project, there was this kind of selection of the technology, a similar process what you are now considering in your assignment. Unfortunately, this is just in Finnish, and if you want to learn more, please go to the video presentation where Jarno Laitinen is giving the presentation by himself, but I took the liberty to copy that material, and I will translate the selection of alternative remediation technologies for the case like that in Nuuskakuja. So the alternatives were not to do anything, just leave the soil there. Of course, it's cheap, it's not as effective. And the problem is that all these hazardous volatile compounds remain in the soil, and they might cause a risk of the evaporation of the volatile compounds indoors in the building area. So this is not the option. Another one is soil vapor extraction to suck the saturated air from the soil and collect the volatile compounds from the gas stream to the activated carbon. One selection was this kind of hybrid as a technique. So they excavated some of this material, and then rest of this volume from 6 to 9 meters is left to the site, and it's treated there. One alternative was this chemical oxidation, and then one the most 100% sure solution was the excavation of all this material from 2 to 9 meters, but it would have mean that there would be something like 400 to 800 truck full of contaminated soil that needs to be disposed somewhere. But also there is no residual risk, and then you have to buy and bring the clean material to fill the huge hole in Nuuskakuja. So they did this kind of risk comparison, and then what was the remaining option was this excavating the half of the contaminated soil, and then to treat the contaminated soil in situ in the layer what is from 5 to 9 meters by chemical oxidation. And the chemical oxidation in situ was arranged in a little bit different way than usually. It was done in situ, and the layer what they were treating was the soil what was located from 5 to 9 meters deep in the soil, and they were drilling holes for the injection of hydrogen peroxide, and they made about 30 different holes and pumped hydrogen peroxide to the soil, and the radius of influence was supposed to be 2 meters. And the radius is influence means that this is the area that this hydrogen peroxide is able to penetrate into the soil and also to survive. And since Finnish soil is always full of iron, this was Fenton chemistry without addition of iron, relying on this natural iron concentration in the soil. And just introducing this hydrogen peroxide into the layer beneath the surface. And then they waited a couple of weeks, and after this injection and treatment, this clean soil was collected and separated from the contaminated soil, and this is the area when the soil was removed from 2 meters to 6 meters. And of course, it can't be done. You have to be able to go to the bottom of the hole. So, and yes, and you saw this. I think, it was this kind of scenery when they had removed this contaminated material. All this material was removed. This remained. This was treated with hydrogen peroxide. Okay, and yes, and there were this guy who was constantly going on with his tester, Petroflag tester, testing the contamination of the soil, and based on this analysis and figures and given by the Petroflag, this soil was divided to different heap in order to minimize the volume of the very highly contaminated soil, which is the most expensive to be disposed to the landfill. Okay, go back to selection of the technology. Okay, and yeah, the map of the exchange of this soil material and digging looks like this. And also by the same time, they made this kind of gas collection pipeline system into the soil in order to collect all these volatile compounds in the air, what is in soil. And during the treatment, and for now 2 years, they have to monitor and collect the gas fumes, fuel coming from this suction system of the soil vapor extraction. And then it's supposed that within 2 years you have removed most of these available mobile volatile organic compounds from the soil, which might still be there after the oxidation. So overall, the selection option in Nuuska-Kujaa was this kind of that they will leave the contaminated soil two spots, but they treated that with hydrogen peroxide. Then they built these impermeable geotextile layer in order to prevent the evaporation of the volatile compounds from the contaminated soil to the clean soil with what had been replaced. And they also had this pipeline system. I think it looks like that it's underneath the impermeable layer on the top of the contaminated soil to collect the soil vapor by pumping the air from this layer. And also then there's a clean sand soil, and then also since this radon is a very common problem in Finland, in some areas Eskers, and in it's very well known technique that if you want to build a house in the area where they have the radon problem, they have to also automatically make this kind of system to collect the radon and prevent the transfer of the radon from the esker and soil, sandy soil, to the building. And also another impermeable layer below the building. So this should be enough to eliminate the total risk that when they build the house. Okay, yeah. And I forgot that I have this better picture of this excavation, that this guy is going around and he's marking the area what is going to be replaced next and what is the concentration of this soil material. Okay. And I will talk more about the characterization and political control of the project later on, and this kind of monitoring and documentation is a part of the quality assurance of the soil remediation case. So unfortunately, this is just in Finnish, but this is overall summary of these different technological solution on the left-hand side. And on the right-hand side are the acceptable concentration for the volatile compounds, first in indoors, and then under the building in Vadous zone, and then after this layer, and above the geotextile layer, and below all these structures, the acceptable concentration of the soil vapor can be, I think, if this is 5 million micrograms of volatile compounds in 1 cubic meter of air. So, but all this these techniques, starting from gas collection, pipes, geotextile, excavated and replaced clean soil, and then comes very solid layer of beton, I think, and bitum that should be also very very effective for the prevention of the evaporation of the volatile compounds from the soil. Then comes from the capillary layer to guarantee that there are no radon coming from the naturally occurring in the esker and sandy soil. Then comes from bottom, and then the white box on the top is this indoor air. And yeah, and these are the acceptable concentrations based on the risks, and these are the risk remediation techniques. Okay. And this is the overall conclusion that by this technique, this area, this parking area on the right lower corner can be transformed to very attractive and safe residential building. And and when you are choosing your case and scenario, more or less you have to follow all the steps what I introduced here in that case in Nuuskokuja, but you should follow the same procedure to consider options for these very expensive and robust and old-fashioned excavation of the soil and replacing the contaminated material with something more sophisticated. Or if you want to excavate it and then instead of paying a high fee for the Mustankorkea, you could, for example, treat the soil by yourself with some other technique and decrease the concentration and decrease the cost of disposal, or even to reach the concentration level that this contaminated soil is not contaminated anymore. And our big goal in the downstairs in our laboratory is to treat the excavated soil in order to decrease the concentration of the hydrocarbons below the BIMA level, so that it's not contaminated soil anymore, but it is something valuable, something suitable for different kind of purposes, according to this idea of the circular economy, that there are no waste, and if there's some waste, it should be turned like a resource. And in our case, the resource would be the fresh, clean soil. It can be used in building roads, whatever, landscaping. Okay. And yes. And that was my poor interpretation, translation from Finnish to English language. And if you want to learn more about this, and then also several other different, very interesting presentation of webinar, you can sign in to this homepage, and I was watching these videos yesterday. I watched them last fall, there is also this one technique what you could consider, this thermal in situ treatment, so heating the soil in order to force the volatile compound to evaporate from the soil. And it was introduced by Pettu Mattila from Dora Nova, and that I think was the first case in Finland, and this was the demonstration process. But please feel free to watch this technique. And if your problem is like gasoline or Betex or up to diesel, you can consider this technique for tree mediation, enhanced stripping of the compounds from the soil. Yeah, okay. This was more or less the Nuuskakuja case. Nuuskakuja case, and you should start to plan your case according to this the very same way.